Crazy, crazy, crazy time right now, I think. Speaking of driving, drivers in Nevada are saving $100 on their car insurance.
Why is that?
Did you know that? Because they know how. That's why. Discount Car Insurance provides. It's been around for years. Many offer a wide range of quotes. Most differ from their claims, but it takes an average consumer day, if not weeks, to sort through all the quotes and get down to the real numbers. But there is insurance. You can go to insurance.comparisons.org and get the real skinny, because you never really get that's what they're saying. You never really get the real quote. But you can go. Now they've got a website where they are doing research. They can tell you exactly what you get from every insurance company so that they can't tell you BS. So this is a good deal for Nevada. Insurance.comparisons.org. Kind of works differently. All you need to do is visit their site, enter your zip code on the main page, and then you're presented with a list of car insurance providers with discounted prices already available before you even get the quote. You then click on any one of the carrier links, which works best if you proceed with the quote, you know, keep on going, proceed with the process. And already knowing what discounts they have available, because you'll already know what discounts they have. They can't BS you. They also give discount rates for drivers located in Nevada. That's crazy. Go there. Check it out. I mean, you can actually get a discount. You know, all this stuff. Oh, get it, you know. And
so did you try it out?
Yes, I did.
Did you find a better rate?
I did find a better rate.
Cool.
Yeah, from 72 to 64. I mean, that's a savings when you take it out for the whole year.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, do that, okay? Insurance.comparisons.org. Just put in your zip code. Okay, what else we got to talk about here, JP? We've got a lady coming in from Elder Care in our Better Living segment today, and she'll be in here pretty quick.
One of our previous guests had a stroke, and we never even mentioned it.
I didn't even
know about it, did you?
No, I didn't. I really wasn't following Harold camping, because I was planning on getting him in here again in October. Remember, the last thing I asked him was, if this doesn't happen, will you be on my show?
Right,
October 21st.
He would not answer your question.
Well, his answer was, that was his answer.
Well, that's how
he was having the stroke then. What happened to Harold Camping? He's the guy who predicted the end of the world beginning
about a month ago. He had a stroke. So
May 21st, he said, right? A month ago, huh?
I think, wasn't it May 15th?
No, 21st.
And was it 21st?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a stroke in June. So I guess.
Or is he dead?
No, he's alive, but he can't talk anymore, so he can't very well be a guest on your radio show.
Oh, wow. So he really
by October.
Do you think he was just put out, just afraid? I mean, he's just humiliated?
Well, we'll never know. He's old, so he just might have been time to have a stroke, but you kind of wonder if he isn't getting a lot of grief from his own parishioners of the church.
Oh, he's getting a lot of grief.
Because a lot of them sold their houses and did all this stuff, and then
sent him all that money.
Nothing happened in May, you know?
Pretty crazy. See, that's where it comes back around. Maybe that's karma. Do you believe in karma?
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit? You can't believe a little bit in karma?
I don't want to believe in it too much, because there's a lot of stuff coming my way. You know?
Well, we're going to find out about all that stuff now, this transparency thing going on. Now, I wanted you to talk, we were talking about New York earlier. I wanted you to tell me about this murder and dismemberment. Not too much about it, though, because I know Michael Savage has just gone insane over it.
Listen, don't say anything bad about Michael Savage.
Yeah,
he's
my favorite.
Yeah, I knew
you were going to say that. I should have known. He's my favorite till he opens his mouth.
Yeah, Michael Savage is upset because he thinks it should be a bigger story nationally, and that he thinks the national news is ignoring it.
Well, it's a horrible thing. Who wants to talk anymore about it? Tell me about it.
I can see your point there.
I don't want to hear something about it. But we like this kind of stuff.
This is a horrible story.
All right, well, tell me a little bit about it.
The 8-year-old boy had been begging his mother to walk home from school without her coming to get him. He wanted to walk home alone.
By himself.
This was the first time she let him walk home alone.
No, 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 no,
yes.
JP.
And he got confused, and he asked a man coming out of a dentist office.
No, no, no.
Where he was, and the man said, I can take you where you need to go.
No.
But first, he took him to a wedding. He took him to a wedding.
He took him to a wedding?
Then he took him home back to his apartment in the attic of this house. And then he saw the next day he went out and saw the posters were all over the telephone poles.
That he was missing?
That he was missing, because this is the, a very tight-knit community, this Hasidic community in New York.
And did he live in this community?
They have neighborhood watches and patrols, and they really watch out for themselves.
Did he live in this community?
He was a Jew, and he lived in the community, but he was not Hasidic. He was an Orthodox Jew.
He was a Jewish man.
He was a Jewish man.
All right.
Now, the Jewish people are calling into Michael Savage's show to make it clear that he was not a born Jew, which somehow makes a difference to them.
He
was
it does?
A converted Jew.
Oh.
That doesn't make any difference to me.
Kind of like
it's
the Christians.
It's just a sad, sad story. And those poor parents who they finally let him walk home from school. And then he panicked when he saw the posters and he smothered him and then dismembered him and tried to hide him in the freezer and stuff.
And they caught him.
Yeah, because they had, like we were just talking about the cameras all over the place.
And they saw
there
him
was a camera outside the dental office. So they put the picture of the guy who put him in the car, and somebody knew him, and they went right to his house, just a little too late.
You know,
isn't that a horrible story?
My blood is burning. My blood is burning. I could do to him what he did to that kid. I mean, I hate it when I feel that way, but it's unbelievable.
And the parents, can you imagine?
Oh, my gosh, my heart breaks.
They finally let him walk home from school.
There was a reason they weren't letting him walk home.
I mean,
that's what they're thinking. I mean, they're blaming themselves.
Yeah, but it is a very safe, it's one of the safest communities in
New
York.
It's real safe, okay? I went out for a walk last night. In my neighborhood, nobody jumped me. I'm happy about that. No, I know. I'm not laughing. It's horrible. It's horrible. And that's why Michael Savage is very...
Do you think it's a more dangerous world? I don't.
No.
I don't either.
No, because the Romans were very dangerous people. I mean, they've been doing... It's been going on. It's just that the media is in there ever. We see it.
That's right.
We're
50 years ago, we never would have heard about this in Reno.
We are all trying to hold each other accountable.
Right.
So now we're hearing about everything that nobody wants to be accountable for and all these heinous, hideous things that are going on.
But my daughters, I watch them raising their children. They're raising them entirely different than I raised them.
Like how?
They have their eye on them constantly. I used to tell my kids, go out and play and, you know.
You can't.
They wouldn't come back for hours.
Now, Halloween, I used to go out all over the whole neighborhood, go into their house,
right.
Little popcorn balls, and get punch, and I mean, now you got to get the candy from the kid before he puts it in his mouth, because you got to take it down to the emergency room to make sure there's not needles and glass.
None of that really happens. Did you know that? I just read an article on that recently, and they went back and examined every single case of Halloween booby-trapped candy and stuff.
Yeah.
Every one of them was fake.
What do you mean?
It never
fake?
Happened. Nobody did any of this stuff. Nobody put needles in apples. Nobody poisoned any candy. Nobody did anything to anything.
Oh, they checked everyone?
They went back and checked every story. Every one of them turned out to be false.
Oh, they just said it? I mean, what?
Sometimes people say there was something in an apple, or they say somebody booby-trapped their kid's candy, but it really didn't happen.
Oh, so they're the ones that started whole thing going.
Yeah. Oh, it's not a more dangerous world.
I don't know.
We just hear about every single atrocity.
See everything. I mean, Law and Order, I watch it every night. I can't stop.
That's not real. Did anybody tell you that?
We'll be right back with our Better Living segment. We'll move on to some better subjects here. You're with JP and Jay Davis on Broadview on The Buzz.
The Buzz.
Looking your best is what we specialize in at RenewMD. Today, having the latest cutting-edge equipment and a trained staff of experts, it's possible in a matter of an hour to begin to roll back the years. And now, with the amazing results, you can get a free annual membership to the RenewMD spa facilities. If your concerns are wrinkles, spotty sun-damaged skin, blotchy tone, broken capillaries, or small veins, RenewMD invites you to get a complimentary evaluation and consultation. Board-certified in plastic surgery, Dr. James Murphy offers more than a decade of experience in cosmetic services and invites you to see our area's most complete medical spa. RenewMD offers custom skin refinement and our area's most advanced laser hair removal systems in the world. Call 852-4500 for your complimentary consultation. That's 852-4500. RenewMD, the only place offering you a complimentary spa membership with a qualifying program purchase. RenewMD, setting the gold standard at affordable prices.
Men, are you 50 or older? Have you had a prostate screening? A simple blood test will give an indication of your PSA, prostate-specific antigen level, and will help towards early detection and treatment if it's required. Early detection will give a man a better chance of recovery after treatment. When treated early, you may have a greater selection of available treatments. Early treatment is the answer. 1 in 6 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in their lifetime. Just a simple blood test with proper follow-up is all that's required. Your doctor can explain the avenues open to you for treatment, if needed. Get tested today.
This message sponsored by the Nevada State Health Division's Comprehensive Cancer Control Program through a CDC grant in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, and thank you for joining us today on Broadview. JP is here, my co-host. And also joining us now is Carolyn Vergara, because Carolyn has a lot of great information for us for our Better Living segment being brought to you today by Annette Childs, Ph.D., when it's time to let change ripple through your life, give Annette a call. She does psychotherapy, education, consultation. She's very caring. Couples, families, individuals, anxiety, depression, which we could all use some management there. Personal growth, loss, grief. Anybody with hospice, she does hospice care. Relationship enhancement, she does it all. And clinical hypnotherapy. That's Annette Childs at AnnetteChilds.com. Or you can call her at 853-4142. Personal friend of mine. Dynamite. Hi, Carolyn.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Wow. Thank you so much for joining us today. We were talking. We had Connie McMullen in here from Senior.